Why does fracking suck?
Fracking can use up to 22,800,000 liters of water for one well over its lifetime. In the Marcellus Shale stratum, they use 650 million gallons of water a year. That's in addition to chemicals that they pump down into the wells to further extract gas and oil.
Which is a concoction of 596 chemicals.
Gross.
If wells are opened in Lake Ainslie, that whole watershed is threatened. It opens the door for 24-hour trucking, possibly flaring off gases. Fracked gas wells let more methane out into the atmosphere than regular gas wells. And the average lifespan of a gas well is only about 2 years. After that, production drops off significantly. So when we say that this is an economic opportunity for Marguerite, we have to think about the short-term gains and how many jobs that's really going to provide and how much money that's really going to pump into the area versus the fishing and farming that Marguerite is already providing.
Wait a minute. Don't we need jobs, 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 jobs?
I have a great quote here from Iceland's president, Olafur Ragnar Grimsson. Last year, he went to Anchorage, Alaska, to talk about the economic collapse and how it affected Iceland and how similar Alaska and Iceland were. And he said that when towering financial institutions fail, an economy that can fall back on fish, clean energy, clean water, and the human need for wild places will survive. Future's prosperity will not be based or sustained by building big financial sectors. It's an economy based on real resources, energy, ocean, natural resources, and the capability of people.
Wait. A sustainable environment in which we can all thrive and survive. What?
That's the message that we're putting out, which is incredible but true, that the way Lake Ainslie is right now provides more opportunity for Cape Breton than it will if they explore gas in the area.
Are you heading up to Lake Ainslie today? What are you going to go do there?
See what they want to do there. Follow the leadership of the people at Marguerite and the people who live there and make the connection with everyone else of why it's in everyone's interest to be there. I just came back from the Wabanaki Confederacy, the first time got formed after, you know, I forget how many hundreds of years, and its purpose was to get together, to bring together all the people of the Dawn, of the Eastern Seaboard, the Abenaki, Penobscot, Willowskit, Mi'kmaq, Maliseet, and its purpose, we got together because we wanted to tie the different issues together, and guess what the number one issue was that came up from Maine right through to Newfoundland was fracking.
Nobody wants fracking in their area.
No, and they already have the proof. The boot camp of the industry of fracking started at least 10 years ago, all the way from Texas right up to the Eastern Seaboard. And there's proof, it's not even negotiable, there's proof of how that destroys the water table and the people that live in the area where those things take place.
Okay, but wait a minute. Petroworth is only saying that they want to do an exploratory well. Are you sure they're going to frack?
Well, you tell me why they would spend millions of dollars to drill a hole into the ground and then do nothing. They're drilling because they want to continue to frack. In fact, the biggest lie that the industry has right now is when they keep making a little confusion in people's minds about the difference of traditional natural gas drilling straight down and fracking, which sends out a big long line from which you can send it off in any direction and then explode a horizontal drilling. So they can drill a vertical drill, which they call exploratory, and from that keep going. And nothing prevents them from doing that, and especially the governments.
Okay, now what about this argument that gets floated around, though, that, oh, if we want to live, you know, with our things and our cars and our heat and all our contraptions and fantastic technological doodads, we just have to get the gas and it's time that it happened in our backyard, too, and we shouldn't be so poo-poo temper tantrum just because it's here now. And what about that?
We have the technology right now to get our homes off oil and gas for heating. We can passively solar heat our homes for 50 weeks out of the year and easily grow enough wood that it would take to heat them the rest of the time. If we put the resources into sustainable living that we're putting into oil and gas exploration, which is getting more and more expensive all the time, we could easily have the lifestyle that we enjoy now without threatening our planet with climate change.
And as a PS to that, the other thing is that if we're going to bring about a change in the use of energy, there's one thing that has to be emphasized, and even the right wing has got this one straight, and that is we have to start conserving and not use as much of that stuff and not depend on all that stuff. So we've got to stop doing something, stop driving the cars around as much, and do all of that. So conservation is just as much a part of it as anything, as the alternative energies. Because they keep saying, okay, you have to do it if you're going to drive your car, run your fridge, keep your TV going. Well, if you cut back on that, then you can conserve that energy.
Wow, individual consumer choices, cutbacks on energy use sounds revolutionary. Are you guys communists or anarchists or...
Not relevant to the question at hand, I think. I want to put a plug in for Transition St. Margaret's Bay, which is doing a lot of good work right now, and they're having their unleashing in November, so keep your eyes open for that.
Okay, thanks very much. Have a safe drive up to Lake Ainslie today.